I may be in the parking lot. You guys have an awesome day, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
KT Mobile.
KT, K is the JCA.
It's not much better, but it's a little better. It's weird that, I'm having all these issues hearing the 610 machine, but, you know, we'll see what I can do with looking at my radio and see if I've got a filter problem.
14679 machine there at Sassafras Mountain. Can you hit that one?
Can't really get it programmed in right now, so the way I've got this radio set up, I've really got to look away to do anything with it, so I don't want to try to mess with programming a new repeater in right now.
I can hear you right now for good. So, I think I'm going to turn on the D-Star link on the hotspot here at the house, and I'm going to go out there, at least have it on and programmed. And then I'll see if that radio in the garage definitely does D-Star.
Cool, yeah, let me know how that goes. Stand by 1 second. I'm actually going to spin through the memory dial and see if I've got Sassafras programmed in there. You said it was 146.790?
I believe that is, and yes, I believe that's correct. The tone may be 127.3 now. Instead of, it was 123, it should be 127.3.
92JKT. If I don't have it in there.
I can hear you a little bit. The repeater's got a really long squelch tail this morning because I guess it's cold.
I'm actually getting kind of close to the office, too. I'm only about 10 minutes out, so I can go ahead and sign with you. You can hop back over and catch up with the other two guys. I'll just chill here for a little bit. But it was good talking to you, Richard. I hope you guys have a great day over there. Just be safe and be healthy, all right? This is W2JKT73.
Eric, if you get to work in a parking lot and you got a few minutes, go ahead and put that in your memory bank, that 146.79, 127.3 is the tone. So, alrighty, sir. I will catch you later on. Probably you're going to leave about 3 o'clock heading home, so KA3JCA, clerk.
KO4HKX, I'm back on the 610.
KA3JCA, is Ken at work now?
He's listening to both.
Just signed. He was basically like 10 minutes out, I believe, from work, and he was having problems receiving a repeater. So, yeah, well, I guess we need to warm this one up because it's got an awful long squelch tail this morning.
So, it's cool up here at the house, so it's down in the 30s, mid-30s.
Well, hey, I appreciate you taking time away from your dinner last night. I just happened to look at APRS for something else and saw you were parked. And I thought, well, God, Ashley just called and she got off. Maybe she can zip right across town and pick it up. So thank you very much.
We were still sitting there. We hadn't even ordered our food yet.
Me too, because I guess Ashley has eaten at that restaurant a few other times because I asked her when she got off work, I said, do you know where this place is over there next to where Mama goes to Logan's and to California Dream? And she said, oh, yeah, she knew exactly right where it was.
The right truck, too, because there was quite a few Matco trucks there last night.
Okay. Well, I tried to describe the truck. I thought it was red, but she said, is it white and red or white with lettering or something? And I said, that may be it. So she got lucky.
It was setting off by itself because it's so big I can't get in the California Dreamers parking lot. The other guys are 4 foot shorter than I am, and you can't fit this thing into a parking spot, let's put it that way.
Okay. So another busy day today over there in the Easley and Greer side?
I hope it is anyway.
Sally's supposed to be off Friday, and so is Ashley because of Veterans Day, which is cool. So I'm going to try to get out here in my garage and find some of my other radios.
Pick up your ham shack.
Got where I can put it, because right now, like in the bedroom, I have my power chair and all my medical supplies right here next to the bed, so it makes it difficult to put it in here. That's why I have, I just have the a small power supply in the mobile rig right here on the corner of the nightstand, and then the hot spot's right next to it.
Our base station in that setup.
And I really, I was going to try to do it in the other bedroom, but see, that's on the front side of the house, which makes it difficult, too, because that's now Sally's office. And I don't like going down that super highway there in the congestion traffic there. Hi, hi. She's going to hit me or throw a pillow at me here.
Quite your interest at certain times of the day, anyway.
Busiest in the morning when she goes to and from work, when she takes her 15-minute break in the morning, and during lunch hour.
It's always busiest when I need to use it.
KCA. Oh, excuse me. To bring you up to date, that gentleman I was helping, not only is he an elderly gentleman, but he's also, I guess, he can see, but I guess it's difficult, and he couldn't get his computer to download the CPS, even when I gave it to him. You know, I sent it to him an email and let him try to extract it. He was all confused, so he's sticking his radio in the mail and insuring it, and I told him to do a signature required, and so forth, and I'll just, it's already the code plug, everything's ready to go. I'm just going to zap it on the radio and get it right back out in the mail the same day.
KO4HKX, hopefully everything goes smooth, and just make sure you package it up real good and waterproof it, because you never know what they're going to do to it.
Should I do that on the handheld like that? I told him to pack it good to insure it, just in case it got damaged, and then to request a signature. I mean, it's always be cautious to request that, because that way you know somebody's not jipping you or trying to get you to just send them the radio. But yeah, when I send it back, I try to put them in a waterproof little packet, like a gallon quart-sized baggie or gallon baggie, and seal it up and bubble wrap it and pack it real good and send it back. That way if the box gets wet, then it doesn't damage the radio.
I was trying to leave a little break to see if N4ZLK was out there monitoring. I made it back up here yet. He's probably on his way back from Atlanta. KO4HKX.
CA. Yeah, I've been trying to turn it on now because he was off for a while and so forth, and Sally kept saying, have you heard from Shane? Have you heard from Shane? And I've talked to him a couple of times since then, and then the night that I picked up Sally, he was going to try to hang around, but we didn't get in till late, and Sally coming down the mountain after we picked her up ran into so much fog, it took us forever to get home.
Foggy up here this weekend, that's for sure.
JCA. What also makes it worse is when people start, as it gets colder, people run in their fireplace and the smoke and the fog together. Oh, it's treacherous.
On in this morning.
But I was sitting here choking from air. I don't know why. Just like all of a sudden I stopped breathing.
Yeah, now.
The VA's been doing some jerking around again, and so it's just one of those things, but I am getting to see my cardiology coming up soon, so which is awesome.
They'll get everything straightened out, get you taken care of here soon.
No, nothing would change when I got out of the military. It's still the same bureaucratic issues there. Dot the I, cross the T. We're not sure if we should do this, but I guess we're going to do it, but maybe not. So... Well, they finally sent me a new CPAP machine to replace the old one where the fan motor goes. And lo and behold, the new machines, because of the chip shortage, do not have the modem chip in it that transfers my data to my cloud so I can see it on my phone. Download the logs.
Still got that option. I mean, or chip shortage. They could have just not been building them, I guess.
Okay, back. I can't stop choking real quick. Let me try to get something to drink, and I'll be back. KA3JCA.
Basecax, and I'll be here for a while. I'm still got a ways to go.